The COAG Reform Council has released a report on closing the gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous people. The results show there has been a slight improvement in some areas, but a lot more needs to be done. Eduardo Jordan found out more.
It's not a secret there's a gap between Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and their non-Indigenous counterparts in Australia. It's been an ongoing issue, and businesses, the government, and the community are helping to close it. This week, a new report was released by the Council of Australian Governments, or COAG, Reform Council, showing while there have been improvements in some areas, some alarming problems remain. Deputy Chairman of the COAG Reform Council, Professor Greg Craven, says child mortality rates are decreasing and education rates are getting better.
The report on closing the Indigenous gap that was released by COAG has its upsides and its downsides. So, for example, there is, I think, some very, very good news on an absolutely key issue, which is closing the gap in terms of child deaths among Indigenous people, halving it by 2018. Australia is on track for that. That's very good. And there's some other good news in education.
But the report shows more concerning issues as well.
On the other hand, there's also bad news. The bad news is that obesity rates are impossibly high among Indigenous people, that lifespan difference is still very different. We can see that the death rates for diseases like diabetes are five times the rate of non-Indigenous people. And we can see that the overall difference in life expectancy is still about an average of 10 years between Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
Justin Mohammed is the chairman of the National Aboriginal Community Control Health Organization, and he's not surprised with the results. He says there's room for improvement in different areas.
Obviously, there's some areas in there which aren't too surprisingly. Obviously, it's pleasing to see that there are we're slowly making some ground. But I think overall it shows that there still needs to be a lot of work to be done. However, there is some positive results there. And I think what it does reflect is that community control or Aboriginal health in local communities actually can make a very positive impact on the results of closing the gaps.
The report is created periodically and sent to federal, state and territory governments, and according to Professor Craven, is a good mechanism to evaluate progress on closing the gap targets.
These reports go to the Council of Australian Governments, so they are seen by all the ministers, all the first ministers, the premiers and the prime minister. They respond to those reports, they are required to respond to those reports, and their departments, of course, will be given copies of those reports, and you would be expecting the Prime Minister and the Premiers to be saying, well, why are we going well in these areas? Why are we not going well in those areas? Why are we not up to date according to this? So in a sense, what this is a very good informed internal accounting mechanism.
However, with the proposed cuts to the federal budget presented by Treasurer Joe Hockey, Justin Mohammed says the gap might get wider.
These new changes or proposed changes to Medicare co-payment, changes to the youth allowance for young people are going to have an effect, and there's no question about that. I think where we are sitting now is how do we manage that? How do we advise the government to ensure that what is put in place to reduce the overall deficit of Australia, that it has limited effect on the progress of closing the gap and improving the lives of Aboriginal people?
Mr. Mohammed says the government needs to develop a long-term scheme in order to realistically reduce the gap.
But the few key things is, one, there has to be a long-term plan that is committed not only just through the vote of government but also committed to financially, because the investment has to exist and grow with the progress to ensure that we can achieve. So a long-term plan with a strategic implementation process together with budget which actually is there for a long term and has to precede any government's life cycle. Because 3 years isn't enough. It needs to be 5 to 10 to 15 years. This planning needs to take place.
And he says it's also important to give control back to the local communities to ensure the gap closes.
And most importantly, it's about giving the responsibility and empowering and investing into local Aboriginal communities so they can have control, they can have ownership, and they can design a program which is needed to work with the best in their communities and with their families. And that's where Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Services have shown and it is proven with quality evidence that Aboriginal Community Controlled Health, Aboriginal Health and Aboriginal Hands, it works.